All right, hello everybody. Welcome to today's Instant Reaction podcast from Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State loses to TCU 92-83. I'll get to the game here in a second. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Carl Chevrolet. Good folks at Carl Chevrolet have been supporting Cyclone Fanatic for a couple of years now. We appreciate it. We couldn't bring you the content that we do without our great sponsors. So, if you are in the mood for a new car, springtime coming around, remember our friends at Carl Chevrolet there at The Rock, just off of the Oral Labor exit in Ankeny. All right, hello to our friends on Facebook Live. You see, I'm still here at Hilton Coliseum. People on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast network listening, we appreciate you being loyal listeners. This was a complete and total no-show today by Iowa State, and it came at a really surprising time. I don't know about you guys, I didn't see it coming. I did not see today coming at all. Iowa State got out to a decent little lead early. Jamie Dixon gets teed up, and from then on, I mean, it was utter domination. I don't remember exactly what the run got to, but TCU went on something like a 20-2 run in the first half, and Iowa State was playing catch-up the rest of the way. To me, this, you know, the thing about Iowa State is it's thought of as an elite offensive team. Maybe not elite, but a really good one at the very least. But I would make the argument the reason Iowa State came into today at 7-3 in the Big 12 and was able to, you know, get some impressive road wins and whatnot. Just defensively, Iowa State never had it today. The dribble drive, it was eerily similar to what Kansas did a few weeks ago on Big Monday, except TCU is no Kansas. TCU goes 53% from the field, and Iowa State really had no answer. At one point to start the second half, I think TCU made like 8 or 9 straight field goals in a row. I would love to know how many of them were just wide open layups or dunks. It was ugly, guys. Assists, 19 assists for TCU today. And the thing is, you know, a lot of times at Hilton, if you have a really bad defensive performance like Iowa State did today, these Iowa State teams will shoot well enough to bail you out. And that absolutely didn't happen. You know, Iowa State goes 29% from three, but it was at one point they were like 1 of 12, 1 of 11, something like that. And then you start pressing, which Iowa State did. Really the only offensive player for the Cyclones who I'd say played well was Michael Jacobson. He went 8 of 10, but I would also say he may have been, I don't want to say the worst because everybody was bad on defense, but Jacobson really struggled down low for Iowa State defensively today. Shayok was okay, but he was 1 of 7 from three. He had 24 points, so clearly he was a little bit better than okay in 35 minutes, but he still had 5 turnovers, 15 turnovers today for Iowa State. You know, I thought the one stat that I would circle in the first half that really hurt were the offensive rebounds for TCU, second chance points. It's a frustrating loss. I don't know where else to put it. You know, you come into this, Iowa State's ranked 13th in the initial release of the seedings, and you feel really good about that. And then again, like I just think it was a complete and total no-show. And defensively, it bled into the offense, or maybe the bad offense bled into the defense. I don't know, but I don't know, they didn't look, I guess the part that was weird, they didn't look pissed off about it either. And maybe I'm just reading into that. This team's bounced back from tough losses before. You know, I think too, it's just so odd for fans because you guys aren't used to losses in Hilton Coliseum. You're used to maybe losing to a Kansas or maybe losing to a highly ranked team. Iowa State just doesn't lose to teams like this in Hilton Coliseum. And it fires people up, which is good. That means you really care. It means you're passionate. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. But that's what makes these so tough to swallow. TCU's not a bad team. They're 17-6, 5-5 in the league. They're probably going to play in the NCAA tournament. But you expect a little bit more from a team who you thought was playing for a Big 12 championship. And, you know, Iowa State didn't look like a Big 12 championship contender today. I'm not saying that they're out of it, and they're certainly not. It's a long season, and it wouldn't shock me at all if they went on the road and won at Kansas State next week. But they didn't look like one today. That the consistency is just not there right now, which is disappointing. I thought this team was more – I didn't think this team was capable of just completely no-showing like it did today. And that, to me, is a – that's a frustrating – that's a disappointing thing. I thought this team was beyond this type of a performance, but it wasn't. Good or bad, the bye week is next for Iowa State. And you got to go back to – it's gut check time for this team. It's the – you're still in good spot, 7-4. I mean, it's still going to – this team will drop – this loss will drop them a little bit seed-wise, no doubt about it. There's still plenty of time to come back, but – again, you just don't – that's the thing you just don't expect to see in Hilton. I think that was – I saw my friend Travis Hines was kind of just tossing around on Twitter, you know, what losses over the last few years are the worst. This loss, it didn't remind me of the Tennessee loss or the Milwaukee loss because those teams just weren't very good. This loss reminded me of – do you remember the it's 2014, I think, the Baylor game? Baylor loss. That was the team that lost to UAB in the NCAA tournament. And I remember feeling this way after that one. I was just like, where in the hell did that come from? I just, you know, I didn't expect it. And at least that game, you know, they were in it. This one wasn't really the case. I mean, it was just a dominant performance by TCU. Another thing to note is while Iowa State has these really nice wins to its resume, it also has two conference home losses where the Cyclones were 10-point favorites or more, which, again, that's just so rare. You don't see that here. What an odd season. A lot of basketball to play left, though. Jared Stansberry is going to have complete coverage, as will I. And we thank you guys for watching. We thank you for listening on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.